This is the audio version of the letter to parents detailing our return to school plans from the 8th of March. Dear parents and carers, thank you for your patience as our plans were finalised for the return of our students from the 8th of March. We are delighted to now be in a position where we are ready to welcome our students back, and we are so excited. We have been in such unprecedented times, but I feel incredibly proud of the way our school community, and in particular the students, have coped with the ever-changing landscape. Our priority now is on getting all of our students back into school and for you and your child to feel confident that we will provide a safe environment in doing so. Return to School Guide. Attached with this letter and available on our website is our Return to School Guide for you and your child. This is intended as a reminder, as very little has changed in the way we will operate and our safety system of controls since the autumn term. However, please do take some time to read this information with your child so that they are fully aware of the expectations and systems in place when they return next week. The government have also updated their guidance for parents, and the link to this document can be found in our letter and also on the website. The key change will be that students will be encouraged to wear a face covering at all times whilst in the school building, including all lessons with the exception of PE. The usual exemption criteria applies, and if a parent feels that their child should be exempt from wearing a face covering, then they should email adminoffice@iscaexeter.co.uk. Students who are exempt will be asked to wear a badge or lanyard to indicate this. Testing and first day arrangements. Information regarding our testing arrangements and how to book an appointment have been sent out this week, and we will send out another update on this today. If you would like to consent to your child being tested and have not already done so, please complete the consent form available on our website and as a link in this letter. If you have any questions at all with regards to lateral flow testing, please do not hesitate to contact us. If students do not have consent to be tested, they should return as usual with their year group on the day stated in the table, in the letter, and also available on our website. Essential School will continue to operate for our students until their year group returns to school. In summary, Year 10 and 11, their first day returning to school will be the 9th of March. For Year 7 and 8, that will be the 10th of March. And for Year 9, their first day will be the 11th of March, and that's to allow for the lateral flow testing. On their first day returning to school, students should arrive at school in their full school uniform. If they have PE, they do not need to bring PE kit for the first 2 weeks, as adjustments will be made to the lessons to mitigate the fact that students are not changing. This is because we are using the sports hall for mass testing during this period. On arrival, students will need to enter the building through their year group entrance, and they will attend lesson one as per their timetable, where their subject teacher will lead a tutorial session with them. This is intended as an opportunity for students to ask any questions, be supported in their return to school, and will also provide an opportunity for us to reiterate our expectations. After lesson one, all other lessons will continue as normal, with students following their usual timetable. They will be given a copy of their timetable when they attend for their test or when they return on their first day back if not being tested. Students need to arrive at school with the following items: a named water bottle, which can be refilled when on site if needed, their knowledge organiser and school issued stationery pack, as well as any personal stationery, as they should not borrow stationery from other students, a face covering and a spare just in case that one becomes damaged or wet during the day, or your badge or lanyard if exempt. Year 11. I want to reassure our Year 11 students that despite the exams not going ahead this summer, they will still receive a grade that reflects their ability and enables them to progress to the next stage of their education, training or employment. There is still time to demonstrate the evidence needed of progress, and we are planning opportunities for assessment to enhance this. Students will be graded on content that they have been taught and not what they have missed, and we have planned our approach to support them in the coming weeks so that they can demonstrate their ability. Please do not worry, and we will give you more information on our assessment plans in the coming weeks. Detailed in this letter is also a remote learning plan showing what will happen next week from the 8th of March, where we will be delivering live lessons, pre-recorded lessons, and when students will be back in school. The table detailing this is available in this letter and also on our website. Our extracurricular offer. The only element of our planning yet to be finalised is the extracurricular programme. Students will only be able to attend clubs and activities within their year group or in consistent small groups, which will inevitably lead to a reduced offer. We will, however, endeavour to maintain as much breadth and choice as possible within the government guidelines. The extracurricular programme will be shared with you as soon as we are able to. There continue to be restrictions on educational trips and visits at this time. We very much look forward to welcoming our students back next week. We have certainly missed them. If you have any questions or concerns at all, please do not hesitate to contact us. With best wishes, Miss Mitchell, Head Teacher.